What's Up, proudly presented by Master Electricians.
Here we are in April, and we are focusing on a day in the life of, well, electricians, really. And I've got Rob Stockley from Strongpoint Electrical in Carterton with me today.
Hi, Rebecca.
Thank you for joining me. much reluctance, but I finally got you.
Life's too busy.
Life's too busy. So we've just been talking about you've been an electrician for 7 years, and this is a second career for you, even.
Yeah, that's right.
so you were in the Air Force and came into it. Why an electrician? That's probably a good starting point. Why an electrician?
Well, when I left the Air Force, I wasn't really sure what I would do. Thought maybe IT, but after a short while, I decided that I'd always been interested in electronics and mechanics and how things work, and I decided to turn that hobby, that interest of a lifetime, into a career. So retrained, adult apprentice, became an electrician.
There you go. And so you own Strongpoint Electrical, and how long ago did you start that?
So initially I was working in the Hawke's Bay in industrial automation and panel building and stuff like that. And when we moved to Hawke's Bay, when we moved to Carterton, my wife was commuting to Wellington. I needed a bit more flexibility for the kids, and so it just made sense to strike out on my own to provide that flexibility to chase the kids around.
Yeah, fair enough. I can understand that. But you're not just an electrician and a business owner. You do so much more.
Well, doesn't everybody?
So you are a councillor on the Carterton District Council.
I've just raced from the council buildings right now to meet with you, yes.
Yeah. How long have you been on the council for?
So this is my first term on council, so we've been councillors about a year and a half, 18 months.
Yeah, it's about halfway through, isn't it?
Halfway through our first training.
And you are also a member of the local Rotary?
Yep. Rotary's a great outfit. Helps me stay connected with the community, you know, charitable type works, and you know, it's just a really nice thing to be involved with. Good, nice people doing nice things for other people.
So why do, you know, obviously nice to do, helping the community, that kind of stuff, but what kind of gave you the thoughts initially to even go down the path of council and Rotary?
I guess I just kind of fell into it. I was a Rotarian before I was a councillor, and it's just something I enjoy doing, you know, being involved in the community and helping people find better solutions, you know. And so someone suggested, oh, you should stand for council. I was like, yeah, go on.
Why not?
And then it turned out that there was, you know, enough of the local community agreed, and I got in. So, yeah, well, there we are.
Oh, there you go. So how do you balance all of those commitments to council and Rotary with being an electrician and owning your own business?
With difficulty. So council is not a volunteer role. It is, you know, it's... I mean, you do get paid. When we stood, we were told nominally expect about 20 hours a week of commitment with reading and responding to community concerns. You know, some weeks it's less, some weeks it's more. You know, it varies. So I try to put the community first and meet all those obligations first, and then I just fit my sparkying around those commitments. I mean, there's days where I'll just block them out, say no, that's an electrical day, and there are other days where I just have to say no, this is a council day. Fortunately, I've got a very supportive wife with a good job, and between us the household continues to operate, but at this point in time, as a family, you know, we're able to give back to the community through Rotary and through the council.
Certainly makes for an interesting day and an interesting week.
I get to meet lots of people, you know, and that's quite nice, you know, meeting lots of people in lots of different circumstances. Some of them I can help them out because they needed something done electrically. Some of them I can help them out because they don't understand something about council. You know, some of them it's, you know, just what can Rotary do, you know, service above self.
So if you wanted to give one piece of advice to someone out there who was still in that, you know, 60-hour work week, thinking, I want to do more than just this, what would it be? What would you say to them on taking those steps to doing something else or something more or even just something different?
You know, be brave and back yourself. It's, you know, it's hard. I guess you've got to come up for air sometimes and actually just take a look at how much you do actually have on your plate, because when you start doing lots of stuff, it very quickly kind of becomes all-consuming. So you need to step back every now and then and just work out what the important things are. You know, try and put family first. You know, unfortunately, you know, in a lot of circumstances, particularly where, you know, 60-hour work weeks come in, you know, it's the family that end up starting to miss out. You come home tired, you've not got time to spend with the kids, you know, you're forever thinking about what you're going to do at work the next day to catch up with the day prior. You know, you've just got to try and push through that, put family first, make decisions that put them first, and then I know it sounds difficult, but, you know, let work take second place. And, you know, after a wee while, you know, work starts to be second place. You know, everything works out in the end. You just got to plan it.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I don't know. Just be, you know, be honest with yourself, I guess. You know, be honest with yourself. I mean, I'm honest at the moment that the electrical business is not going to grow particularly, because there's only me and because I'm stretching everything pretty thin. But it's just kind of the part of the fabric of my life. It gives me lots of opportunities to meet people and help people. And, you know, it's a technical skill. It requires reading and knowledge, which interests me. And I quite enjoy that aspect of the electrical trade. So, I don't know if that constitutes advice, but, yeah.
No, I think that's awesome. No, and it just, you know, it's that reminder that work isn't everything, and if you enjoy what you do, then you're gonna get something back out of that. But it's always good to diversify as well.
Yeah. I think you might have hit the nail on the head there. It's try and maximise the things that you enjoy, and not get tied down and bogged down with the things that you don't. You know?
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Rob.
You're welcome.
I'm sure our listeners will find that insightful.
I'm sure it might send them to sleep.
Thanks for listening to What's Up. Please make sure to check out all of our other social platforms and head over to our website for all Master Electricians digital content. See you next week.